The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Just another manic Monday.
That's what it is. Manic Monday. Congressman Lee Zeldin, brave enough to jump on the air with us after this horrific weekend in New York, and kind enough to join us representing New York's 1st Congressional District, running for the governorship of the great state of New York. Lee, welcome back to the show, Congressman. Nice of you to join
us. Always good to be with you.
Well, you know, condolences to all the New Yorkers. The lives lost, a horror in Buffalo. Give us your overview, if you would, Congressman Zeldin, and a lot of us are a little incensed that Governor Hochul immediately politicized it, which we thought was disrespectful, but your thoughts on it, please, Congressman, if you would.
Yeah, I've had some conversations with people inside of the Buffalo community, inside of Erie County, and this has really rocked them very hard. I mean, across the rest of the state, across the rest of the country,
yes, sir.
A lot of people are talking about this and, you know, assessing what this might feel like for these families. And, you know, one can only speculate, but I'll tell you, I could tell from my conversations I've had, and I'm on my way there now, this is hitting them really hard. And I don't feel like this is ever a time where the first thing that you should be doing is looking to politicize it. There are lessons to always learn from things that we experience in life. And, you know, there's something that we can say we can do better to move forward as a society. And maybe it requires policy changes, but it's just the way that you engage in that conversation that's important. And especially if you're the governor, and we saw this with the subway shooting, when you're showing up on site,
yes,
you're speaking to everybody, and she's doing it again. And it's just, you have to, you know, you're communicating as the governor, not as a candidate with an election coming up. And I just don't think she understands that.
Congressman, right on the money. She did it during the subway shooting, and she politicized it from day one. It's like she's getting orders from Washington. That's the way it seemed to us. Also, this is me talking, Congressman and Lee. We know each other well enough, if I may, sir. But I know how when these communities work so hard to stay intact, so hard to stay together, they got everything working against them. And and the government doesn't always, you're trying, a lot of folks are not trying, they let, there's a disregard for these stressed areas. They come together, they build it up, they're building it back, and then you get some wacko because you inflame the fringe. This is what you're going to happen. And to politicize it, as opposed to hugging and comforting and pouring out your heart. I mean, that shocked me. I couldn't believe she did it right off the bat. So it's nice that you're going up there. Tell us where you will go, where this is in New York, for folks listening outside the area, if you would, Congressman, and what your day is going to look like today, sir.
Well, I'm actually going to be going to the supermarket. I'll be there with the community, with families, with workers. And as a follow-up really to that last point is, I'm okay with people sharing ideas, proposals that they feel might make us safer. That conversation can be had while also, as the governor, speaking to everybody. I mean, what we're seeing right now is raw, violent hate. It's happening in other parts of the state. Over the course of the last week and a half, there's been three different members of the Jewish community who have been assaulted in Brooklyn. We've seen members of the Asian American community targeted and killed, pushed in front of an oncoming subway car, stabbed to death in their apartment in lower Manhattan, hit with hammers and dying. And we've seen cab drivers. And what we have up in Buffalo was the targeted murder of Black community members by somebody who was clearly radicalized. And we have to target all of that raw, violent hate. I feel like we can have these conversations on policy ideas in a way that is productive dialogue. And let's have, you know, the best ideas actually get implemented. But just the way that we communicate, I think today is going to be important for me, just to have the opportunity to be with everybody. And it's not right, left, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. Yeah. It's everyone's coming together up there as one community.
And how about just listening, Congressman, right? Just listening to the community.
Oh, there's not enough of that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. And then Aaron Salter Jr.'s security guard, he was killed, and rest his soul. He was a 30-year cop in the Buffalo Police Department, hailed as a hero for confronting this gunman. Is there any way, Congressman, and we appreciate you taking the time with us again on this horrid morning for Buffalo, New York, and California shooting, New York City, we lost somebody. In the Bronx, of course, a 27-year-old. Was killed. It just happens too much. There's got to be some kind of answer to these mass shootings, and it's not just white people. It happens in Waukesha, Wisconsin, when people drive their trucks through a Christmas parade. And how do you keep the fringe from doing these things? Except my answer would be, and this is a suggestion, would love to hear your thoughts, just not defunding the police and keeping the police front and center, law enforcement, because if there are no consequences, Congressman Zeldin, these things are going to happen.
Yeah, and a great point, as you mentioned, the defund the police movement, is that people will say there were signs. What did law enforcement not get right here that they should have gotten better? If you're going to be in favor of taking resources away from law enforcement, you can't expect them to have unlimited bandwidth to be able to stop everything. You have to give them all the tools and resources they need to do their jobs. And you need prosecutors locally who are actually doing their job. DA stands for district attorney, not defense attorney. That's why you and I have had that conversation about DAs like Alvin Bragg. I believe that we should repeal Cassela's bail, and judges should have discretion on, you know, dangerousness and far more. You and I have had that conversation before. I mean, I personally, when I see what happened in Buffalo, or I see the murder of a cop and other examples come to mind, I'm in favor of the death penalty. I believe that we should have a death penalty here in New York. There are people who are listening who may agree, who may disagree. The way this is supposed to work is, well, let's have that conversation about what type of ideas are on the table. And what we clearly need to do is a far better job than what we're doing right now in providing safety and security and supporting law enforcement and making sure that the handcuffs are back on criminals instead of the justice system. Yeah, man, you and I have had a lot of conversations about crime and public safety because these stories, they just don't stop.
I know it's and again, not to politicize it, but we handed it off. They handed it off to who's running, to the folks that are running it. And we said, go ahead. All right. Show us what you got. You won. You're winning. Now show us what you got. And they're not showing us much, Congressman Zeldin. Before we let you go, sir, mental health resources. What can we do? So they thought this kid, this punk, this creep. Please, I'm watching my language, Lee Zeldin, with this killer of those innocent people, those beautiful people in Buffalo. If he was, there was a generalized report, reportedly, that he had a generalized threat, they're calling it, in school, they let the guy go. So if there's more better mental health resources, perhaps this could have been stopped, sir?
Well, there's no doubt that so many crimes that are being committed are due to people who are mentally ill. You have to be mentally ill to be willing to commit these offenses. You know, it's one of the things that when somebody's, you know, they're not mentally fit to stand trial. I mean, the crime itself, I conclude that you're obviously not mentally fit because you committed that crime. And we need to be doing more there. There's folks on the street that, yep, you know, we think that homelessness is an issue, which it is, but it's not just about putting a roof over someone's head, because some of these people who we would call homeless actually don't have to be. They're choosing to be on the streets because of their mental health issues, and whether it's getting people assistance for drug addiction, with alcohol addiction. There's just a lot of reasons why people are committing crimes. They're on the streets, and there certainly is far more to do. Part of it is a resource issue. Part of it is creativity. There are new models that, you know, work for vets with post-traumatic stress disorder that would work for the people who aren't veterans who need extra assistance. So there's a lot of ideas to bring to bear. The PFC Joseph Dwyer program was something I created in New York, a peer-to-peer support model about a decade ago. It's now statewide. So I feel like there's a lot more we could be doing far better than what we're delivering today.
Well, Congressman Zeldin, this, to me, Lee, if I may, sir, is your strength, because you're a good guy, and you're a nice guy, and you don't have an ego, which is an anomaly in politics, and you will be a breath of fresh air that is much needed right now in Buffalo, New York, sir, that you're going to listen, and they'll see the caring in your eyes. So God bless you for doing that, and we wish you all the very best. Well, if you'd be so kind to keep us posted, if you hear anything, Congressman, let us know, because this is just a horrible situation. And thanks for stepping up for the good folks of Buffalo, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for everything you do. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Lee. Take care. Congressman Lee Zeldin, good guy. Just a good guy, you know. And I'm telling you, I meet them all, and I'm going to call it the way it is. Because you know what? I don't care. They take the mic away. They don't care. You get my age, you speak the truth, you know, and you don't care the consequences. Hey, Congressman Zeldin is great. By the way, there's other folks running against Lee. We'll put them on the show just to say hi, because we like them too. But we got to join together. We got to take this country back. You really do. You need consequences. You need strict laws. So a 27-year-old kid isn't shot in the Bronx. You know, we just let that go. If I don't repeat that, you're not going to hear about it. I asked Joe Sibili. I said, Joey, what happened? I want to hear the crimes in New York. I want what happened in Chicago. And then I go to Chicago. I get off at O'Hare, and I'm walking down. I'm going, the driver, my driver's there. And I look, and there's a picture of Lori Lightfoot, the mayor. Hi. But like, welcome to Chicago. I said, are you kidding me? So I talk to the driver. Where are you from? He goes, he's from the South Side. He goes, I can't even go home anymore. I can't go over there. So I ask, I said, where's Pastor Brooks, who comes on the show? The guy that's on the roof, you know, at the New Beginnings Church. So I call Joe Sibili as I land. I go, where's Pastor Brooks? So he sends me Pastor Brooks' number, but it was like an hour and a half away, and I was due at an event, and I couldn't make it. But next time I go to Chicago, I want to show support, because we're electing all the wrong people for the most dangerous parts of America, the inner cities. So hopefully we can change that, because the folks running it now are not getting the job done. Joe on the radio, Andy McCarthy is going to join us this hour. You can give us a call. Let me see. We have time. Let me get Paul, if I may, guys. Paul, always appreciate you checking in, my friend. What's on your mind this morning? I got you, Paul. There you go. Got you. Hello. Not so much. Yeah. Is that us, Al, or is that them, you know?
No, that's him. He probably just wasn't standing there.
All right. Well, let's go to our buddy Leonardo, just because I like it. Sounds like Da Vinci, so I'm going to go there. Leonardo, how are you, pal? What are you thinking this morning, buddy?
Well, my prayers are going out to the families in Buffalo, and I just wanted to highlight something. Between the 22nd and the 28th of May in Geneva, there's 193 countries coming together for the World Health Assembly, which the Biden administration apparently is proposing amendments and consenting to passing our own power and sovereignty over to Tedros in the World Health Organization for any future pandemics. You were just talking about how the virus, is being promoted again. Yeah. And so this is going to transfer power This is probably Gordon Chang's wheelhouse, but this is going to transfer power out of our country to put shutdowns and mandates on our country. So it's. I just wanted your listeners and you to know about that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And I have to tell you, too, Leonardo, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going to break in a second, guys, but I just want to do – I have friends in the World Health Organization who represent WHO, if you will, the World Health Organization, and they do some amazing things. I have to tell you, I got to do that caveat. They stop the malaria in Africa. They stop all the horrors around the world. But they have so mismanaged and politicized this virus because I believe it. This guy Tedra was the head, brought in by President Xi and the Communist Party in China. So now, and this is what I hear. Just to reiterate what Leonardo was just talking about, this is exactly like something Joe Biden would do. We will check it and we will fact check that. But handing everything over to an international conglomerate for a quote unquote reset on the medical arena so we could trust them if, God forbid, another virus comes in like this fall virus, this election midterm virus that's going to attack us in the fall. And now that's the one thing we can't do. I'm telling you what, America first, shut it down. I said this from day one, and you think I'm crazy. I said it before Donald Trump was even elected. Shut down the borders for a couple of years. Just gather ourselves together. Say, we got to stop the crime. We got to stop the viruses. We're going to just shut down America. We love you. We love you. The rest of the world, we love you. You want to come here legally? We're taking a two-year hiatus to let anybody in because we've got to get our stuff together before we let anybody else in. Meantime, they're flooding people in with the virus, they're spies, they're terrorists, they're all coming in, and we got to do just the opposite. And America first, it's America first, where it's us first. And by the way, for France, it's France first. And if Trudeau had any brains, it would be Canada first, you know? I mean, you know, you should be, if everybody, like if you are true to your heritage in this country, the Italians and the Jews and the Chinese and the Blacks and the Latinos, true, and you celebrate the Puerto Rican Day Parade, the Indian Day Parade, Jamaican Day Parade, whatever it is, it makes our country stronger if you're proud of where you're from and you're proud and you welcome and we love the mosaic. We love the different cultures. It's a way to, and that's the way the world should be. You should be proud of your country, but stick right in your communities and it'll make us stronger. We got to take this back. We got to dramatically take this country back. And we got to do it peacefully, and we can do it peacefully. But you got to be smarter from the people manipulating us in Washington and in the mainstream media. Joe on the radio, 722. Debbie is on the roads. It's a Monday, and there's traffic on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening. Alternate side parking rules are in effect over on the thruway southbound building 14A down toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound side of the GWB 25 Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 30. Holland about 30 as well. Traffic slowing down on 80 East exit 19 in Alamuchi with a crash over there. Shore Road still closed in the Bronx out by Orchard Beach Road. Ongoing investigation and traffic slowing down FDR Drive North at the RFK Bridge with a stall. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been more streamlined. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Hello, it's Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, I ran around crazy yesterday coming back. You know, it took me longer. I have to look. I look at the schedule, see if I have a guest, if I could do a five-minute read. I drive out crazy. 5 minute commercial. I want to tell you about Balance of Nature and how great it works for me. Okay. That's the impetus right there. Cause I take it religiously. So I walked off the stage, dripping wet onto the plane. Captain Frank flies me to O'Hare. I mean, not flies literally in his Toyota. We go to O'Hare. I get on the plane. I'm on the plane. I'm waiting for the air conditioning. You know me. I'm Mr. Neurotic over here. It wasn't too cold. I was good, you know. I'm up late. But now, by the time I got the driver, by the way, when you fly somewhere, you have to give yourself an extra 40 minutes because when they land, they never have a place to go. Did you ever notice that? It's particularly United, if I may. Am I right or wrong? They land and, well, we can't find a gate. There's a million gates It's an airline in the United States of America in the 21st century, and they can't find a gate. So you got to give yourself another 40 minutes, 45 minutes before they could wander around aimlessly in the airport. Then you get that. Then we came home, and I come home. But I tell you what, it was quicker than me driving to New York yesterday with the traffic. The stress is unbelievable in that regard. That's why I double up on Balance of Nature. I don't think you have to. When you try Balance of Nature, you take three fruits in the morning, three vegetables at night, and that will give you you will get more nutrients, like roughly 10 servings of fruits and vegetables in a regular serving like that. I have to double up because I think it because of my stress level, and I do it. And people go, Joe, gosh, Joe, you're going a mile a minute? I couldn't do it without Balance of Nature. And now that you get 35% off free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, access to your own health coach, and you want to build up your immune system, you could do it with fruits and vegetables. You and I aren't going to eat fruits and vegetables. Please try Balance of Nature. It works miraculously for me. I'm telling you right now. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com. Please make sure you receive the special radio offer by using the discount code Joe.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Oil prices are slipping this morning after concerns about China's economy created speculation that oil demand will shrink. COVID lockdowns in China had an even worse impact than expected, crushing industrial production, retail sales, and property investment last month. JetBlue Airways will launch a hostile takeover offer for Spirit Airlines. The Wall Street Journal says JetBlue will offer $30 cash per share. Spirit already has an agreement to merge with Frontier. The journal says JetBlue plans to urge Spirit shareholders to vote against the Frontier merger. French automaker Renault is selling its investment in Russia to a state-backed entity for a ruble. It also has a six-year option to buy back its shares. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
America could soon enter stagflation territory with slow economic growth, high unemployment, and high inflation. That is why I recommend gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon here, and I want to remind you to get Birch Gold's free info kit on sheltering your savings with gold IRA. To get your free copy, text the word SHELTER to 989898. With stagflation looming, it's critical that you act today. Text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
New York City's first and only life plan community, River's Edge, will soon be built on a 32-acre campus along the Hudson River just minutes away from Grand Central and Riverdale. River's Edge, a community for adults ages 62 and up, provides peace of mind knowing that if your health changes, your needs can be met seamlessly right where you live. You have a life plan with easy access to uninterrupted on-site care at no additional cost, no matter how your needs change. River's Edge, your plan for calm. Call 844-55-RIVER. That's 844-55-RIVER or visit riversedge.org.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, receive buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, six-piece towel sets, couch pillows, beach towels, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Or please go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code AM970.
Katz at Night with John Katzimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 728. Andy McCarthy's going to join us after the news. Paul DiGiacomo, top of the 8 o'clock hour, president of the Detectives of Dominant Association. We're going to talk about the NYPD response to the Buffalo shooting. And you know, pushing for the governor, Paul is Paul DiGiacomo, is to appoint a special firearms prosecutor. And hopefully we can get the DAs to lock the bad people up. Patrick DeHaan's going to join us. The most expensive gas we've seen ever. It's there. It is there. Congressman Steve Scalise received the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. He texted me, a good guy, and we've become friendly, and I just think he is just a true American hero, Steve Scalise is, representing Louisiana's first district down there, you know. And he said, Joe, he invited me to go to the event with him. I would love to have gone. Of course, I'm. Why would I go to Ellis Island when I could go to Woodstock, Illinois, to Groundhog Day? No,
I was hanging out with Haley. Mm-hmm.
I was being inducted into the Sons of American Legion. So that was, he'll understand that, I'm sure. But and hanging out with Haley Reinhardt is not the worst thing that could happen to you.
Right.
Danny Coulson's going to join us, Al.
Oh, really?
Deputy to say,
that's great.
Now, Danny's great. We're going to talk about what's going on. Shootings in Buffalo, Laguna Woods, California, Milwaukee. What's going on? What a weekend. And Colonel Jack Jacobs, what's going on? And how is Finland joining NATO? Apparently, that might impact the Russia-Ukraine war, certainly, because Putin's not crazy about that. We did. But I'm honored to work with, I have Haley Reinhardt. We work with a lot of folks over at the other radio station. We got Joey Sebelia here. All these great young talent that I have the privilege of working with. It's great because it gives me solace that we'll be okay in the future. So I said to Joe, I said, great job bringing Lee Zeldin on. He was first to come on our show. Appreciate that, Joe. And I love working with young folks like yourself. Al goes, go ahead, throw the old guy in the bus.
No, you were rattling off names. It's great to work with you and this one and that one. Okay, that's all right. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
In Al's defense, he's younger than I am probably in a lot of ways. I mean, he's the one who does the purple hair.
It's okay. Yeah.
It's all right. I had to block somebody over the weekend for making a crack about my hair and my son. So, you know.
Oh, that's not good.
No, listen, there are things that I'll post in a joking way, but when you start to try and get serious and then take a shot at me and my hair color and then my son, I'm sorry, but I don't have time for your nonsense. You get blocked.
They're gnats. They're little gnats.
That's exactly what it is.
You just flick them off, and that's the end of that. You know, by the way, I just want to make sure we cover everything. There's so much to cover, so forgive me, but if we kind of going to have to cover everything. In Seattle, this is from Andy Ngo. Antifa militants set U.S. flags on fire at the pro-abortion protest. Antifa attacks state institutions and symbols of the country because they believe in insurrection against the United States, burning the American flag. And that's, you know what's sad is that's legal. But I don't want to, don't lose sight of all that's going on there. Someone else said, oh gosh, if I could find that. It was a funny, cute tweet saying, those of us who voted for Donald Trump, how about we have separate gas pumps? People who voted for Trump pay $2 a gallon. People who voted for Biden pay $10 a gallon. I love this idea. I think that's actually a very, very smart thing, and because it's not fair, you know. But again, everything we said. Okay, you want to take over? You want this? Here it is. You got the House, the Senate, the White House, and now show us something. And it's been an absolute abysmal failure. And there's not one person that puts their hand in the air and just go, I know, we're trying, we blew it, anything. I mean, you see Kamala Harris rambling on. You see Joe Biden not making any sense, trying to divide the country. Joe is doing whatever they tell him to do, you know, down there. So frustrating.
You know, Joe, you mentioned the gas prices. And on Friday in New Jersey, there were select gas stations around the state that allowed you to pump your own gas because it's illegal to pump your own gas in New Jersey. And if you did that, you would save on average about, I don't know, somewhere I think between 7 and 10 cents a gallon, depending on the gas station. So one gas station in my town of Clark was doing this this thing where you could pump your own gas. Apparently, from a lot of the reports from people around the state, they said it took too long for them to pay for the gas. They were able to pump the gas, but then when they went into the place to go and pay for it, there was a line. They had to wait. They feel that it's much better, the convenience of having somebody come out, pump the gas for them, pay them, and leave. So if they're going to do it, it has to be quicker. Now, I'm guessing in other states, obviously, you go in, I want $20 on pump whatever, you pump it, and you leave. I think people were a little confused in New Jersey, but it'll be interesting to see if the state legislature passes it, where you have the option to pump your own gas.
Yeah, it's a good point. I didn't even think about it. Who's slow, who's not slow. Listen, I pull up. My place is 78. I pull up there, and I fill up before I go to New
York. Oh,
yeah,
beyond the people. Yes.
No, no. I went up, and then you know what I do? When the guys come out,
right.
I say, can I get you something inside? I'm going into the I'm going
to
go get
Gatorade
or something. Yes, I say that.
Oh, okay.
And the guy looks at me like I'm crazy. I go, you want something? You want a drink or something like that? He goes, well. Gatorade would be good. I go, what color you want? You red. I go, red, yeah, red dye. Me and you, red dye. Okay, got it. And I went, they had no red dye. I got the green. I put the orange out. And he goes, no, that's great. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. But imagine if he said, no, I asked for the red, and you're bringing
He could go back in and change
Jersey,
it, right?
In Jersey. Yeah. No, they can't. They have no brakes.
What do you mean they have no brakes? No, they have to.
They are the people work.
The next
so
guy who
hard.
Comes, listen. If you're going in, can you return this and get a red one for me? You know, come on, pumping your gas here, please.
They are there 20. They do a great job at this particular station. It's great. I wouldn't like it. Where's the? There's only is Oregon. Isn't Oregon? Don't they pump the gas for you?
No, New Jersey is the only state left in the nation
left, the other one left
where you cannot pump your own gas. That's correct. I think it was Oregon. That had it, and then they got rid of it a couple of years ago, and so they have self-serve and full-serve. But New Jersey is the only state that does not allow you to pump your own gas.
All right, guys, here we go. 7:35, Andy McCarthy's coming up. We got a lot to get into this morning. Give us a call, 877-970-2999, AM 970, The Answer. We are proud Americans, proud of this great country. We are good people. We are not racist. We are loving, and we will embrace each other through these tough times, and we will prevail. 7:35, Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
65 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. An MTA driver is accused in a hit-and-run on Staten Island last week. It's believed 69-year-old Patrick Varial was struck by the bus while crossing Platinum Avenue near Forest Hill Road early Friday morning. Police are looking at video from the Sim 10 line to determine what happened. The 52-year-old bus driver did not remain at the scene but was questioned later by investigators. Several locations in northern Ocean County reportedly were mentioned in the Brooklyn supermarket shooting's manifesto. Investigators say the alleged gunman, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, referenced Hasidic Jewish residents in Lakewood and Toms River, according to the Lakewood Scoop. Lakewood's mayor tells the Asbury Park Press their police department is very aware of active threats. Gendron is accused of killing 10 people and injuring 3 others Saturday at a grocery store in a predominantly black neighborhood. 11 of the 13 people shot were black. In sports, the Rangers beat the Penguins in overtime 4-3 in Game 7 of their first-round Stanley Cup playoff. The Blue Shirts will face the Carolina Hurricanes in the second round. Yankees take the series finale with the White Sox in Chicago 5-1, while the Mets, they drop their first series of the season to the Mariners at home at Citi Field by the final of 8-7. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway, westbound Hempstead Ave, getting out toward the area of exit 18. Watch out for that disabled vehicle. Traffic slowing down quite a bit on the westbound belt heading out toward Kennedy Airport. We're still seeing volume on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound the entire length into the Verrazano because of earlier problems at the Verrazano Bridge. The westbound BQE slowing down through Metropolitan Ave, eastbound heavy right up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Over on the northbound FDR Drive by the RFK Bridge, a stalled car. Over on the Bronx, Shore Road is still closed by Pelham Road. It's an ongoing investigation. Expect volume cross Bronx West right through 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 30 in. Let's go over to 80 East in Alamuchi. Car into the woods. That's just being cleared. And traffic is slowing down as you head to the New Jersey Turnpike southbound by exit 9 with some ongoing construction. Partly cloudy this morning. Chance of thunderstorms later on today. High of 74. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation 9/11 Never Forget Mobile exhibit is a tribute to all who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, or who have since died from 9/11-related illnesses. This high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer transforms into an 1,100-square-foot exhibit, a tool to further educate people about 9/11. The memorial provides interactive education. It includes artifacts such as steel beams from the Twin Towers, videos, and recordings of first responder radio transmissions. Through interactive guided tours, FDNY firefighters provide first-hand accounts of the day and its aftermath. The Tunnels to Towers Foundation is committed to ensuring America keeps its vow to never forget. Its mobile exhibit has traveled to nearly 50 states and Canada and has welcomed over 500,000 people. Visit it in a city near you and join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Folks, there's one man that every mover and shaker goes to for advice on running your government and their businesses. And now we have him, just for you, right here. We're proud to bring you the Catman, John Catsimatidis, every weekday evening at 5. Catch him if you can, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Do one thing this year that changes you forever. Something extraordinary. A bucket list experience with years of memories packed into 10 invigorating days. Join Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza in Israel this November. We'll visit over 40 iconic places right from scripture and history. Reserve your spot today when you visit StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com or call 855-565-5519.
Joe on the radio, so I got a nice tweet from Chrissy on Twitter. She goes, they're going to Italy, and it will be our first time there, and we're definitely booking through Perillo. And I said, great, whatever you need, you let us know. And that's what everybody knows. When you go to Italy, you have to remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy, Mario's son Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence. That's why Chrissy goes to Perillo. That's why we love Steve Perillo. They've been operating 77 years, serving over a million happy guests. Steve personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise, you know. Did you know that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades? Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. Oceanfront hotels, gourmet, dining, unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. Choose from the 10-day three-islander tour or the 13-day four-islander tour. Both guaranteed to please. All-inclusive vacations, by the way. Visit PerilloTours.com. Be sure to watch all the videos Steve has personally put together for your enjoyment. Hear firsthand from happy travelers and the wonderful experiences they've had taking a Perillo tour. Call for the new 2022 Hawaii brochure. 800-631-1000. 800-631-1000. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Secular Live, coming up this afternoon at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Andy McCarthy, kind enough to join us this early in the morning, 741 on the flagship station for all the Salem media, AM 970, The Answer. Andy is a contributing editor at National Review and fellow at the National Review Institute, Fox News contributor, former chief assistant, U.S. attorney. Mr. McCarthy, welcome to the show, and a good Monday to you, Andy.
Joe, happy Monday. How are you?
Good. You know, it's tough days. Honestly, Andy, I mean, I'm doing the radio thing now, and these are the days I dread. Because last week, I'm saying to the guys in the studio, Andy, I'm going, hey, we have some fun. We deviate. You laugh a little bit. Boom. This weekend hits, and it's like, good gracious me, with all the violence and the horrors that are happening. And so we're just trying to settle everybody down, trying to speak the truth, you know, and just trying to be a common sense voice in these terrible times, Andy McCarthy, you know?
Yeah, amen. I mean, as you know, Joe, I like to, we deal with so many dark things that I try to go out of my way to keep it light when I can.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
It's hard to feel that way this morning because this is just it's an awful, awful event.
Well, we always appreciate it. I know how busy you are, man. I always tell you, we talk and then I see you like 10 times, you know, doing hits on television. I'm going like, I really appreciate it. I have to say thanks to Andy for joining us this early in the morning. It's like, please. So I want to just get here, if I may, before we get to the other issues of the day, what you wrote about this Durham inside the trial that exposes Clinton's plot to slander Trump. Does she pay, Andy? I just talked about it earlier. It's like There's never any consequences. Like what happened, God forbid, in Buffalo, New York. What happened in California with the shooting. What happened in Milwaukee. What happened in the Bronx and the 27-year-old kid that got shot and killed. There's no consequences for anybody anymore. First and foremost, Hillary's leads the charge. And I don't hate her, by the way. I get in trouble with our audience, Eddie, because I actually rather like Mrs. Clinton. I've chatted with her. She's very, I don't know, but people hate me for saying that. But really, shouldn't she be responsible? Will she ever be exposed on this plot to take down Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think that, Joe, her historic role in this, whatever it is, will be the subject at least of a report. I've long doubted that it would ever be the subject of charges. And I'm getting the sense, watching this closely, that Durham, who was a very good guy, very careful, methodical, et cetera, I think after 3+ years, I'm not sure he's figured out whether what happened here is criminal or not in his own mind. Forget about what he can prove in court. So, you know, I think what he's grappling with, And look, I'm one of these guys who I was a pretty hard-nosed prosecutor, but tie goes to the runner and doubt goes to the accused, right, or the suspected.
Yeah.
And if the prosecutor can't figure out whether it's a crime, then it's not a crime. I mean, you have to be able to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. So you have to make up your mind in the first place. And I think this is like on the line between a really hardcore, hardball, political, dirty trick? Or does it cross the line into some kind of an actionable fraud? And I think what Durham is trying to wrestle with is, did these people intentionally deceive the public, knowing that there was no way that Trump actually had a relationship with Russia, and they made the whole thing up? And they, put together a bunch of fugazi evidence that wasn't real and gave it to the FBI, and then they ran with it? Or is it a situation where it's more, where it's more vague than that? Like, they really did think Trump was a bad guy. They really did suspect that the ties that he had with people in Russia were not just curious but nefarious. And they looked, everything they looked at, they put the worst spin on it that they could put on it, but they didn't completely make it up. They just kind of took things that were not, that may have looked ambiguous if you picked them out in isolation, and tried to spin them into something that looked a lot worse than it actually was. And if that's what they did, you kind of come down on the idea that this was a political dirty trick. It was irresponsible. It shouldn't have been done. And the fact that the Bureau continued to investigate Trump for months into his administration, and then we had that ridiculous 2-year Mueller investigation, is beyond the pale. But the question is, did they commit a crime here? And it looks to me like Durham is, so far he's only charging the people that he thinks he can prove with, like, as Bill Barr used to call them, meat and potatoes crimes. Lie to the FBI, that's a crime. But I don't know that he's ever going to bring this big fraud case.
Only on the Piscopo show can you hear a former chief assistant U.S. attorney use the word fugazi. We like that very much. Thank you. It's like Johnny Depp.
I can say that here because you're there to translate for me.
I love it, man. Fugazi. What do you mean? Forget about it. We'll go to forget about it next. All right, Andy.
Not for nothing. Right?
No. So this guy Sussman, this big Democratic Party lawyer, Sussman, jury selection begins today in that trial in regards to this whole mess. And so what will the court be looking for in jurors? And to your point, they're going to just concentrate on Sussman, and probably going after Hillary might very well not happen, you're thinking, Andy.
Yeah, well, for the moment, he has not charged a big fraud scheme. And I think part of the problem, Joe, that he's having with he wants to get in a bunch of fraud evidence that he thinks explains the context for why he says Sussman lied to the FBI. And just so people understand what we're talking about here, what he's charged with narrowly is that one meeting in September, he came to the FBI and told them he wasn't representing anyone. He just wanted to help the Bureau. He had this information that Trump had a communications back channel with Putin, and wanted to bring it to the FBI, not on behalf of a client, but just because he was a good, patriotic, former Justice Department official who, you know, wanted to protect the country and help the Bureau. And it turned out that he was working for the Hillary Clinton campaign and working for a tech executive who was hoping to get a big job in the Hillary Clinton campaign and helped him put this data together, internet data, to try to suggest that there was this nefarious relationship. And the Bureau ultimately investigated it and found that there was nothing there worth investigating. And later on, when the Sussman tried to bring the same information, now he's not charged with this, but Durham wants to prove it. Later on, when he brought the same information updated to the CIA actually looked at it and thought it was not only not worth investigating, but that it was actually fraudulent. They thought that, you know, they looked at it and thought it was bogus. So that's what the, what he wants to do is prove that there was this big scheme where the Clinton campaign basically concocted a political narrative that Trump was in cahoots with Russia, that they peddled it to the media, tried to get the Bureau interested in investigating it, and the point of that was so that they could then go to the public and say that it, there must be something serious here because the Bureau's investigating it, right? Yeah. So that's how the deal works. But the thing is, Durham, that would be a tremendous fraud on the government if it happened. You know, it could be charged as a big conspiracy. But the thing is, Durham hasn't charged it as a conspiracy. He's charged a narrow false statement against Sussman, and he wants to bring in all this other stuff to explain why he did the false statement. And I think what the judge is basically telling him, and look, you know, any judge, this judge is an Obama appointee, and I think, you know, some of his rulings have been difficult to understand, and you worry about the politics of that. But at the same time, any judge of any ideological stripe would tell the prosecutor, you know, look, this is the Sussman false statements trial. If you want to have the Hillary Clinton fraud scheme trial, then indict the Hillary Clinton fraud scheme case. But we're not doing the Hillary Clinton trial here. We're doing the Sussman trial.
Andy McCarthy, you got to read it. We just retweeted this article inside the trial that exposes Clinton's plot to slander Trump. And before we let you go, Andy, quickly, if I may, sir, where's the leak from the Supreme Court? Why we're getting so sidetracked on pro-choice, you know, pro-choice, pro-life? The leak? Do we know what happened with the leak? Did we find the leaker yet? What's going on with that?
Yeah, Joe. See, this is, you and I talked about this, I think, about a week ago, and as I said to you then, I think Chief Justice Roberts really cares about the institution of the Supreme Court. I think he's really determined to try to find out who the leaker is. Mm-hmm. The problem here is institutional competence, as we say. And what I mean by that is not that the judges are incompetent. I mean that their job is not criminal investigation. So, you know, you need the FBI to do this, and you need the Justice Department to do this. Because only they have the investigative tools to do it. And if they won't be committed to it, which they don't appear to be, I don't see how you find this leaker.
And in legal terms, forget about it. It's all a fugazi. Thank you, Andy.
Forget about it. It's all a fugazi.
Andy, thanks for the expertise. Always, my friend. Have a great, great week. And let's chat soon, please.
You too, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Andy McCarthy, Joe Piscopo on the Radio 752. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. We're seeing delays right now on the PATH trains. It looks like service suspended General Square to World Trade and Hoboken to World Trade. It's all due to a smoke condition. Definitely be careful here if you're heading out to the PATH trains. Shore Road still closed in the Bronx out by Orchard Beach Road. It's an ongoing investigation. Watch for delays as you head to the Cross Bronx westbound, getting out toward 3rd Avenue. Staten Island Expressway eastbound still bumper to bumper out toward the Verrazano. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Paragon Tap and Table is one of my favorite places to dine. You can usually find me in there at least once a week, chowing down while enjoying one of their 20 great local craft beers on tap. Join me Thursday, June 16th at 7 p.m. for a beer and food pairing dinner with beer selected from Twin Elephant Brewing that will match up wonderfully with the cuisine. You'll be able to chat with the brewer and myself during the courses of dinner. For more details on the dinner and to purchase tickets, call Paragon at 732-931-1776. For more info on Paragon, head to their website, paragonnj.com. Paragon Tap and Table, 77 Central Avenue in Clark, New Jersey. I hope to see you on Thursday, June 16th.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know that the battle for the heart and mind of this country is underway. In New Jersey Congressional District 5, there is a very important race, and it is being waged by two very serious campaigns. Frank Pallotta, who was the nominee last go-around, and challenger Nick DeGregorio, who would like to take that mantle this time and win the seat. What will happen? Join us May 23rd from 3 to 8 p.m. at Giovanni's Bicycle Club in Englewood Cliffs to watch a live debate, weigh in with a straw poll, and help decide who will represent you in Washington in the days to come. Of course, the winner will end up battling Josh Gottheimer for that seat, and we will bring you gavel-to-gavel coverage. 3 to 4 o'clock, we've got a live interview with each of the candidates, and then from 7 to 8 that evening, we'll be on air with a debate moderated by yours truly and representatives of both campaigns. Join us from 3 to 8, Giovanni's Bicycle Club, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. And from 4 to 6, don't forget the meet and greets with the candidates and yours truly. We'll see you then.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/HR for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Everybody knows about Relief Factor. I want you to go, please, to ReliefFactor.com. I want you to try the 3-week quick start to see if we can get you out of pain. It's only $19.95. Everybody, it was so funny. I was on stage, and I'm out there in Illinois, you know, and I'm talking about Relief Factor. I did some Relief Factor jokes. We had the Relief Factor band, which was really cool. I want to do a Relief Factor tour. You know why? Because it gets us around, you know? And I was able to do it, man. I was running around, when I'm telling you, up and down the stage, in the audience. And then that whole day, we did the great award. I was so honored by the Sons of American Legion. And we were there with all the great heroes of this great country. Really are representing, you know, the goodness of America, you know, and the United States military. And I was on stage, and we walked back, and we walked around, and not a bit of pain, not a bit of pain. And I think it's because I take Relief Factor. I want you to be the same way. I really do. I want you to embrace life, to get out there. You could see if you can get out of pain with the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You can call 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF. Will you start here, please? Let's get you out of pain with ReliefFactor.com.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katsimatidis at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
That's right. Joe P. and John Katz on the radio. Hey, Joe Lundberg. Hey, Joey, we got rain coming. Good morning. First of all, a nice Monday to you, my friend. Good weekend for you, Joe.
A good weekend for me. Got some riding in on Thursday and Friday and Sunday. So it was nice to get some good big miles in on those 3 days.
Big
and
miles.
Dodge thunderstorms.
Big miles would be.
We'll see.
Big miles.
Let's see. Thursday was 100. Friday was like 43, and I did 65 yesterday.
You're unbelievable. God bless you, man. You are the marathon man. God bless you. And you feel good this morning? You aren't like wiped out, you know? Huh?
I'm tired this morning. I'm tired. I think, with the rain coming in later today, I think I may just call it a day and take a nap.
Please.
I may do that.
Pluvial file bed. We got rain coming in like throughout the day.
We do. Could be a shower. There could be a shower in spots between now and early afternoon. But big thunderstorms are likely late afternoon or in this evening. Severe weather a possibility. Downpours, hail, damaging winds, the whole nine yards. And then it dries out. Much nicer to windy tomorrow with sunshine, sunny and breezy on Wednesday.
All right, Joe. Well done. Well done, Joey. Thank you. Welcome back. Joe Lundberg right there. Paul DiGiacomo is going to join us. Patrick DeHaan. Congressman Steve Scalise. Danny Colson. Colonel Jack Jacobs. Medal of Honor recipient. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're coming right back at you.
News.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.